get a little happy right now just thinking about it.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, pink. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, pink. It's a rainbow. It's a rainbow. A beautiful rainbow in the sky. It's a rainbow. It's a rainbow. A beautiful rainbow in the sky.
He was doing it. He moved the tire with the hammer.
And then there was a big
and there was a bigger head under it.
Fuck. Yeah, he had just fixed that one.
It was fate. I told him, I was like, dude, that's fucking crazy that you were using a sledgehammer and talking about how you'd like a heavier weight. And then you use it on the tire that you're going to exercise with, and it moves, and there's another one. That's like fucking video game shit.
So what the fuck are you guys
Dude, hanging out there in the deep fucking grass.
Slamming a big tire with a fucking sledgehammer.
Uh-huh.
But it's a controlled movement.
Mm-hmm.
So you fucking just keep on doing
it. Yeah, yeah, you just keep beating the shit out of the tire with a sledgehammer.
It works like most of
it. But what, did he find another sledgehammer?
Just the head.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Before he had a broken head.
Yeah, they had taken off the head and put on a new head.
Uh-huh.
And so he had just put on that 10-pound head, and then they found a 12-pound head, so he knows how to take it off. Well, they're going to take it off. Put it on a new fucking, or the
a
same
new hammer.
New handle.
New, okay, same handle, but just fucking credit
fucking
shit.
Cheap, so it's like, fuck.
Yeah, but what were you guys talking about with the
With
the PlayStation and Xbox and the computer shit that I missed? What the fuck did I miss?
Oh, earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just went off.
That's it?
Yeah, you don't have to know anything. Mm. No, I don't know. We just talked, basically, and about the things that everything's going to release and that we're all excited about.
But
about what to see what the PlayStation could do and to see what the seriously that's how it ended up. It was really universal. It was like we are all excited to see what both consoles can fucking do right now.
Yeah.
And that Nintendo better do something or they're gonna lose their.
But what you think about like Watch Dogs and shit?
Watch Dogs looks like a cool game, but I can already predict it all too well.
It looks like Assassin's Creed, doesn't it? It looks like a new version of it.
In the city?
Yeah.
No, not really. Well, yeah.
Motherfucker is climbing shit. And then instead of using the fucking, like, the Animus, you got the fucking GPS and shit on your phone like that. Everyone's like, and then you see, like, the little radar that the chick's about to get attacked before he stops her with the fucking the gun. He doesn't even shoot the motherfucker. He just lets him run. He's like, nah, I want to chase this shit.
The Watch Dogs probably not going to get me in too well. Like, from what I see, it looked cool. I was like, okay, this is good.
It looks very good. It does look very good.
But as far as the gameplay, I'd be all too familiar.
Like what I was telling John, I like that that lazy bitch sharing, or mole mode, as I like to call it, because that motherfucker never finishes a video game. He can just call you and be like, hey, dude, can you finish this boss for me? Or you can just watch him fuck up constantly, if he ever plays games anymore.
It just seems all too familiar, that Watch Dogs. And I'm not a fan of familiarity.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't like
video games. I mean, I am a fan, depending. I like people who are familiar that you've never met.
Them and leaving them next
you go on there like... No. You go to the store and they're like, yeah, how can I help you? No, just looking for a gift for my mom, you know, for her birthday and stuff. And they're like, oh, I had a gift for my mom the other day, and I was like, eh. I'm like, oh, wow, I don't want to fucking hear you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just familiar. Just the word familiar. When I was talking about how Watch Dogs seemed all too familiar in the way it fucking plays out.
Oh, okay.
And then I went off on people being familiar.
Then, there's a game where you go to a department store and you're looking for a gift for
your mom. But what about that stupid-ass John Blow game? The fucking one that looked like a back of a fucking cereal box doing fucking puzzles and shit. And it was just like...
Yeah, right.
There's a story inside each puzzle. That story is, you're a dumb motherfucker and you spent $50 on this fucking game.
Yeah, that story is fucking... what you said, dude. That
story's over.
Yeah.
It looked like Myst.
Oh, what game are we talking about here?
Yeah, I like Myst. No, I don't want to...
Are we talking about a PS4 game? Or?
Yeah, the one they showed with the trees and shit, playing that fucking... like Celtic kind of fucking music.
I didn't see it. All I saw was the dude, and when he brought out the controller, he's like the DualShock 4.
No,
and then he showed the whole little fucking thing.
No, well, you know who John Blow is, right?
Uh-huh.
Or Jonathan Blow, whatever the fuck his name is. He's the guy that made Braid, and he's just like, every game besides mine is a piece of shit. Braid.
Oh, Braid. Oh, okay.
He thinks he's like fucking God, and he fucking made Mario with fucking Blink's fucking things added onto it so he can reverse time and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like it. Well, I did at one time want to own that game. When I played the demo, I was like, oh, I would like to buy it if I didn't have to pay for it.
No.
Type deal. Like, I wish it was suddenly free so I could play it.
But what did you see?
Huh?
What did you see?
What?
Just the beginning.
Just that, and I saw the David Carradine lookalike dude where he was like bald right here, but he had hair on the side, and he was like.
Oh, the Cage? David Cage? David Cage, I think his name is?
I thought it looked like just like David Carradine.
No, the guy who made it. It's the guy that made Heavy Rain.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looked like that kind of had the face, and then it showed the little robot guy, and then it showed all the objects falling over the city.
He's talking about the tech demo where they showed
That's what I'm saying. That's the guy who made Heavy Rain. He's the one showing that shit off.
Oh, yeah, well, that's all I saw.
The guy who's showing it off, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you got 3 pennies back.
Mitch, you ever watch Bowfinger?
Yeah, Chubby Rain.
Really? It was 1997?
Chubby Rain.
When I first saw Heavy Rain, I was like,
Chubby
Rain. They fucking ripped off Bowfinger.
But what about, did you get to see Killzone?
Huh?
Did you get to see Killzone?
No, John was telling me about it. He said it looked cool. I wasn't a fan of the Killzone games in the first place, though.
Yeah, I liked them, though. I didn't like part one. I liked part two, and I liked part three.
You didn't like the good one.
This reminds me of how a song.
Have you played it lately?
Lately?
It's caca.
Yeah, it's.
Very.
Well, it's fucking old. When it came out, it was good. And it flew under the radar, and nobody saw it. When it came out, they dumped into Halo.
I mean, I had high hopes for the fucking game. It was just like,
Or also, Cake.
Yeah, there you go.
Cake. I have a feeling that Xbox is unveiling. It's gonna shit.
Why do you think that?
PlayStation's
Shit on it.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, oh, you guys saw that fucking 4 months ago? Well, 2 months ago. That would be 2 months, because it was just this month.
Yeah, so it's April.
They're going to have more data, but it's going to be further
along.
And
I think they're going to unveil the console as well.
They're going to be able to do that. Yeah. But who gives
a because
shit?
April, you said they're coming out, they're releasing in September.
Yeah.
So that's 5 months away from April. May, June, July, August, September. 5 months away from April. They're gonna show the whole thing, and they're probably going to get a little kick, but they still have to make a lot of room for E3.
Yeah, I mean, it was good that they actually got to get away all the bullshit they wanted to. Like, at least a 2-hour one of just, like, whatever the fuck they wanted to do. So, Xbox is going to do the exact same thing. Hopefully, they get rid of all their media bullshit in April.
Yeah.
That's what I want them to do. All your media bullshit, get it done in April. And then just show fucking games in
E3. Well, they had to, because of all the rumors. That's why PS3 did that shit.
Yeah, because all the fucking rumors. It's like, no, this thing's a piece of shit.
Rumors will get to even the fucking developers. They're going to be like, oh, okay, well, now we're going to have to fucking...
Yeah, at least the developers knew, like, ahead of time. They were like, what was it, 3 years, they said? They're like, we're making this, we're doing this, what the fuck do you want to see on it?
I like the fucking controller for the PS3. Finally, there's a little extra...
width.
I don't like it!
It's better.
No.
What they did to the fucking analog sticks. How about that?
The concave?
Yeah. So you fucking... I couldn't... Dude, my fingers slid off those things like it was nobody's business. I was like...
Yeah, I just don't like it that it's bigger. That bums me out.
It's probably somewhat bigger. It's probably like a half an inch bigger.
Yeah, and
I just... Thumb man, you strike right, turn left, and your thumbs touch.
Thumbs don't fuck... I got big monkey hands, and they don't fucking touch.
That's strafing. How goddamn close you are. You're fucking...
You're strafing left and turning right.
That's what he said.
Been more comfortable.
That's what he said, they touch.
If you're strafing left, you're far out, and turning right, you're far out. I'm saying when you're together.
Yeah, you have to be strafing
left
and turning right. Isn't your right stick your left stick your turn stick? Yeah.
Dude, no. Think about that, Chris. Think about what you're saying.
Your right stick is your rotate.
Oh, yeah, your right stick is your fucking... So you're looking left and fucking strafing right. Fucking right.
But yeah, it was just a little joke. But I mean, yeah, they're that fucking close, dude. And you, I mean, it was never a problem, but it's like...
I got used to bulk control, though, dude. I can't play a first-person shooter on PS3, no matter what I do, because the sticks are right here.
That's the thing. That's what I'm fucking saying, that they're that close together. It's, you know...
But since I never use Xbox, it's just... It worked for me.
It works for you because you're used to it.
Yes.
Well, I was used to PlayStation before I was used to Xbox. And yeah, I loved PlayStation. I played fucking crazy badass games on PlayStation and first-person shooting.
But see, that's the thing. This with the current gen of console, well, now it's last gen because the new gen's coming out this year.
Yeah.
But with the older gen, dude, I preferred PlayStation 2 to fucking Xbox. I don't like Xbox.
The PS2 had a ton of games.
Yeah,
though,
had a ton of
so
brand games.
It's easy to love that. It's easy
to love 10,000 games for that
PlayStation
motherfucker.
2, a lot of people love Nintendo 64, but for a different reason. And it was fucking, you know, it didn't have so many games. PS2 was fucking crazy. Yeah, 1,000 Japanese games. 1,000 fucking American games. You know, like, dude.
But I could think of like a good handful of shit to shit on PS3. One being that you have to install a fucking game to play it.
Yeah.
And then you have to update it. And then you have to install the update.
Yeah.
And then
you have to download and install the updates. Meanwhile, with Xbox, it was downloading and installing.
Can I have a sticker, John? I'm sorry.
No problem, dude. Yeah.
Give you some menthols when I'm fucking done with this.
PlayStation. Yeah, PlayStation, I love. I loved PS1, I loved PS2, PS3.
But supposedly PS4 is going to bypass all that shit. John was telling me it's a cloud system.
So it downloads in the background.
Yeah, so it'll automatically...
You can start playing a game while it's downloading.
Yeah, exactly.
Most. Yeah, and in every case. That's another thing. They don't offer trial games for every game, or they didn't before.
Yeah.
Well, that's no big fucking deal. They do on Xbox, and they do... I mean, you could fucking play the game for free, at least a little bit.
And the PS4s are supposed to be kind of like a dev kit, too? You're supposed to be able to...
Yeah, remember the indies? Xbox indies are super popular?
Yeah.
I hope they, I was telling John, I hope they use Gaikai like fucking Steam, put all the fucking indies on there, straight stream those motherfuckers, you don't have to wait for download, you don't have to wait for shit, it's just there.
Indie games are super small. Yeah, the download is negligible.
But it shouldn't, you shouldn't have...
Most PlayStation updates that I've seen have been longer than any download of an indie game on Xbox.
Speaking of Steam,
they're tiny games.
Sean something and John something, they fucking... Anodyne is a fucking game that you can get for free to download, but pay for it if you can, because they're trying to get fully onto Steam. They're on some kind of little subdivision of Steam.
They're on that green light?
Yeah, that's the one.
If you read the description, it says Zelda-ish.
And it is, but it's rad, dude.
That's not what it says.
The story and everything is so fucking cool, and it's very eerie. It's fucking cool, dude. But yeah, as far as Steam, that was
there's
just
a lot
a little...
of sister rape in the storyline. It's great.
I love sister rape.
Yeah, there's something about sister rape that just spells.
Well, we never had one, so we never got to live that fantasy.
I haven't had a sister.
Oh, yeah, bye.
Man, but I've dreamt.
I have a sister. I do have a sister.
The wettest dreams.
But
I wouldn't touch her.
But yeah.
Dude.
And I would touch her. I would encourage you not to touch her. Hey.
My sister's good.
No. You don't want that action.
Yeah, you don't want that action in your life.
Yeah.
It's all the wrong action.
Yeah. That shit looks like a Subway sandwich, man. You're not eating fresh. It's just ham everywhere.
You got my sister. She's fucking getting drunk and her kids are running around in their diapers. And, she's like, oh, hey, settle down, honey. You want to, that is simply a piece of bread and a fucking piece of bologna. Here, you get on out of here. So I keep getting drunk and
is she a fucking Melina? Is she part of my fucking family?
Taking duck shots. She takes these pictures with a fucking beer while she's drinking a fucking long neck of Bud Light.
Making a stupid-ass duck face?
Yeah, taking snapshots while she's chugging it. posting that shit on Facebook.
I love Facebook.
Poor sister, I love her so much, but I would never make love
to
her.
Who wants another trick?
Well, hold that, motherfucker, it's your sister.
Well, if me and my sister were separated at birth and I never met her, I would still not fuck my sister.
I know, but you had that country twang to what the fuck you're saying right now. It sounds extra wrong.
There's a reason behind his madness. Chris puts country in whenever he's talking about something that's appropriately more funny as country.
Yeah, as country.
So
yeah.
It's funny because, it's funny because whenever he brings up beating somebody, particularly a woman, or something.
You're fucking bitching!
You gotta smack a bitch! Changes his whole thing.
Bitch getting out of hand, get coming
he's
out of
talking
pocket.
About the computer. He's like, but the processor is not fast enough. Smack a bitch! smack a bitch!
Twing!
Yeah, this processor, I'll smack a bitch! I'll tell you right now.
No, now you're overdoing it. You gotta do the real one. The real one makes me laugh. That bottom jowl comes out, and he just comes out naturally.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah.
My sister.
But I'm very antsy for April to come by so I can watch the Xbox.
Yeah, I want to see it too. I want to see what the fuck they do. Hopefully they do. Just get the bullshit out of the way.
Yeah.
And then just show what the fuck you have, what you're gonna put on it.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Because I don't want to see that E3. I do not want to see what the fuck is integrated with.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for E3. I want E3.
Yeah, I want E3 like a motherfucker.
Okay, I want them to get before E3. Get out of the way, just not to fucking fill up E3 with a bunch of bullshit that you're gonna hear what the console can do.
Because
that's what we heard with the fucking that presentation for the PS4 was. This fucking console can do this. I want to hear that about PS3, but have fucking E3 focused on everything they're
going to do. On fucking games.
Yeah, all the shit they're going to do. But, man...
Well, dude, have you seen... There's something... I think it was called Xbox Vision or something like that. I don't know. It's some fucking... I have the name wrong.
The one that's with the cable?
The room shit. The projection shit. Okay, what they were showing... And I don't know how this technology works or whether you have to install some type of projector or something. But the game, the screen... Okay,
where's
the screen.
Where's Bear?
Yeah, it's in the box.
Okay.
There's the screen, right?
There you go.
There's the screen. And then around the room, extending from the screen, is a projection of everything else that would be rendered outside of the first person.
Something room. It's Xbox doing it.
Dude,
It looks fucking
it's
sick.
It's with their current gen console. And it's probably going to be compatible with the next one.
They show, like, okay, you're in the screen, right? You're in the screen, and you're imagining you're flying through space. Mm-hmm. You see planets.
There's rocks flying.
And there's stars. Well, there's stars and everything. Okay, well, the stars are all around the room, and they're moving in 3D.
Oh, so it's going to be like a bubble hub.
Fucking everywhere. No, just awesome projection. Yeah, kind of like...
But you're going to have to play it in the dark, though. That's the thing. If somebody comes in...
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, it's like, remember you, when you go to a fucking...
Grandma walks in the room, she's like, oh, it's so fucking dark in here.
No, what's that one fucking thing called? It's like that... You see it at a fucking, like,
Dude, it's awesome.
Well, you see the stars and shit.
You're,
they
got that. About, you're not talking about a disco
like an astrodome?
Ball. A disco ball?
No, motherfucker.
Like the fucking Griffith Park Observatory.
Observatory, yeah. Is it going to be like that or what?
Yeah, basically. Dude, it's fucking...
But if it's blasting on you, how the fuck are you going to see
the that's not the thing.
No,
it's
like, let's say you shoot somebody, pop, 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 and there's debris coming off him or blood, it comes, like, out.
Oh, okay.
The walls.
Yeah.
And what it showed in the demo was the guy had shelves and shit and random things. And even then, the projection, when it hit them, it was okay. You could see things. Like, it's not perfect.
But where'd you see this at?
Smooth. On fucking some, I don't know.
What it was video. On CNN, not CNN, something. But
CET? Or CNET?
CNET, something
it
like that.
It was on
the
BET, I think.
Not BET. CNET.
BET is an Eminem endorsed. Oh, it's called Illumiroom. Illumiroom is the name of that thing.
Illumiroom.
Illumiroom, yeah.
Illumiroom.
And that's probably going to be something, but it's going to be much improved. Like, with the next-gen consoles, they're going to come out with another one that's, like, even more fucking pow. holographic. You're going to have these fucking little peripherals that you have to,
and know what it looks
you have to connect. Oh, they're wireless, so you can put them here, so there's going to be holographic fucking...
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see that,
Yeah, but, you know, that, you know...
Fuck. Did you see that dumbass, the dumbass visor? I wanted that so bad.
What visor?
The one for Sony? You plug it into the fucking system, and it turns to a 60-inch screen, and it's got the headphones and a fucking microphone on it.
Yeah.
Well, I got the fucking VAC pack for Super Nintendo. It wasn't released here, so you had to buy it. It wasn't officially released here. You can get it, but all it was is a fucking backpack. You strap it on, and you can play your Super Nintendo on your face. So you're playing like this. Something happened. Boom, your fucking backpack vibrated. So you're like, oh, wow, this feels so real. Like, dude, Carl.
I remember that fucking that device.
The backpack, dude.
That sounds terrible.
Where the fuck did you find a backpack and fall off the truck and shit or what?
Dude, I fucking... even Nintendo, dude, with cheap AOL, dude, I was all over that shit trying to find out, like, this, like, cool shit to make my gaming better. I even had the Sega channel when I lived in La Vergne. Where you plug in your fucking Sega Genesis and you have this other cord and they had the Sega channel where you fucking were on this channel and you can choose a game. It was basically cloud gaming, but only in big cities. You couldn't get it here.
Yeah.
It wasn't available here. Only in larger cities, dude. And it was
bullshit.
It was alright.
Yeah, it's awesome what it is. Fucking Dreamcast was rad-er. Dreamcast destroyed, dude.
Well, that's because Dreamcast was so... It was exploitable in the sense that you didn't even have to hack it. You could just burn a disc.
It was destroyable.
And play it. Yeah, burn a disc and play it on your fucking Dreamcast. Yeah. How bad is that, dude?
Yeah, settings? No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, don't worry.
Want to type a disc? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You put it on a fucking CDR.
You fucking put that shit on a pancake or it'll run on a Dreamcast.
Yeah, put a little pancake, throw it in the drive, and it's going to work. That's terrible, dude.
Right, shimmy won a quarter.
Oh, you know, fucking the Wii U. Those discs don't even have Blu-ray capacity. They top out their 25 gig discs, and you know,
well, that's a quarter of Blu-ray, or is it half?
Half. Yeah, and
little more than half, because I think Blu-ray is 43.
Yeah. I thought it was 60.
But in total, yeah, it's supposed to be less.
Well, it's kind of like. Most programs, now we have, like, certain shit. Like, I could burn GDX3 games for Xbox 360 without having to buy a fucking rare IHAZ fucking burner to burn the full capacity of an 8.7 gig disc, dual-layer disc. Fucking your burning programs and your burner would top out at 8.3. Well, with this new program, you can fucking burn the entire capacity of the disc and get all the fucking...
overburn.
Yeah, you can get it all. Yeah.
Just keep on burning.
Yeah. Like regular CDs, you can get up to, like, 850 megs instead of 700.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, that I'm waiting for. I have yet to flash
it. It burns to the rim, yeah. And it burns as long as it can, yeah. As far as it can, and even further.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be bad for your burner, though.
It is. I had a burner go out in a month.
Hey, how many years into the Xbox... how many years into the Xbox 360 was the... the fucking Xbox still able to go into Xbox Live. Because I remember when they're like, oh, it's officially discontinued. Now you can't get on Xbox Live with...
Oh, that was from the Halo bullshit, wasn't it?
No, but it was far beyond Halo 2, dude. It was, you were still able to get on Xbox Live. But, like, when Halo 3 came out...
You had to use some... I can't remember what it was, but it was some Brazilian fucking... Or South American connection, yeah.
Yeah, but it was still available, but now it's obsolete. But for a while, there were still Xbox Live that you can use on Xbox.
Yeah.
And it was, like... I think it was, like, 4 years
into... It was really bad.
Yeah.
The Xbox Live back then was just basically for...
I think it was, like, 2006 when they were finally, like...
Yeah. It's like, hey, this is gay. Yeah. We don't have enough different stuff for people to be interested in.
No, wait, Xbox 360 came out in 2005.
All right, let me cut off this one real quick and see if I want to keep talking more shit.
You didn't play the one game Kinect had?
No, I didn't. I didn't, because it wouldn't have been enough for me.
Wait, Rise of Nightmares was the fucking game that fucking Kinect had.
Was the one only game.
What the only game that you probably would like to
play? No, that's what I'm saying.
Kinect Adventure seemed fun. But for the most part, Rise of Nightmares would be, in my opinion, my personal favorite.
No,
and
well,
the only thing
okay,
I want to
play.
I like
had to pick a favorite though, because that game, dude, Rise of Nightmares. I watched some dudes play it on a YouTube. They did the shit. They were like a YouTube channel where
it's
you could watch
just
play
a thriller.
But dude, it was so fucking lame too. I watched it. You start off and you're like in this dungeon fucking type place and you're like, oh, and then you see this person, oh shit, let's run because there's some fucking monster, and this bitch gets crushed by something or other and you're standing there like, whoa, and you gotta run another way.
Yeah, it's mostly just a visual, but the fact is that if you play that, there's probably a little tiny bit of expansive whatever, but then you're just playing through like a fucking movie. So you're playing through. That's
yeah,
it.
I'd rather if they can
have a few people do that and they will all enjoy it.
If they can port Slender to Xbox and have it use the Kinect peripheral, they did port Slender and they called it White Noise.
White Noise.
But
it
if
was
you could use that
awesome.
On the cool, it is a cool game, dude. That,
it is awesome.
That's Slender, dude.
I mean, it's real simple, but it's fucking great. And it was actually scary. It scared Luis off the couch.
It is scary because you're walking around through a fucking dark forest. I gotta find a tape recorder. And then randomly,
and then some fucking dude shows up, and he's out in
the
thing, and
you see
it with your flashlight. You see a little tiny.
You're
like, what the fuck? Who's that? Okay, what's up? And, you know,
dude. But I got more frightened by fucking Shattered Memories, or was it called Shattered Memories?
Shattered Memories had some scary shit.
That was scarier because you could almost not fucking escape these crazy things chasing. Whereas on Slender and that other shit, if you saw him in the distance, you run away.
He
disappears. He'll reappear somewhere.
But I'd say the fear is different. Like, it's apprehension when you're running.
Yeah.
It's not the same as
and
when
then,
you're exploring.
Oh, yeah.
When you're exploring and they have some scary stick, it's fucking a scary situation. They vary it up, by the way. They change it up because I played my first game and I got so far, like halfway through the game, and then I decided to start a new game. My shit was different. My path, my riddles, my everything. So they didn't fucking have the same stuff. They didn't have the same evidence to solve the riddles. They didn't have the same anything. It was great, dude. It was fucking cool. And I had to take a different path. I had to get to a room. And I remember going through this room and there was some weird shit going on. Well, I didn't get to go in that room. It's locked now. And it's completely inaccessible. I had to go around the other way and go through a different weird... And in fact, it was a fucking... not an observatory, but just a projection like that. It was sick. And it was a whole separate room that I wasn't able to explore the first time I played the game. Silent Hill Shattered Memories, right?
Yeah.
I think that was... Dude, it was fucking
cool.
Well,
all those games, like the game Amnesia for PC, that didn't... None of them held me, dude. That didn't hang on to me.
I
was like...
I'm going to get... Well, when I get my PC, dog, I'm going to fucking do that thing with the Amnesia. I'm going to run through it and... it seems fun, and I'm down with, like, little spooky, just fucking...
Yeah, because I never heard of an ending or anything like that. I'd be curious, but I would be satisfied by hearing somebody tell me,
this is what happened. You're probably
yeah.
just going to run into a white light at some point in the game or something stupid like that, and it's just going to go, hey, credits.
I thought Amnesia was on the Xbox and fucking...
No, it was only a PC game, but it was a very cheap PC game. Very, it was clever, dude. It was a good game. Very creepy because
it's cool, and most of what they do is the fucking the viewpoint. Your viewpoint is bobbing constantly.
Right,
it's like you're when you get I don't know if you get tired, but I think it's like you're getting psychotic, and you start to get like everything starts to warp and change, and it's really dark. The lighting effects look pretty fucking good, but it's old, dude. It's old. Like Amnesia, I think they have a sequel. They have another game out or coming out.
I don't know shit about that fucking game.
Amnesia? At all? Really? It seems interesting, dude. I haven't gotten
some experience.
Well, it's
fucking PC. I don't get to play that shit.
Oh, dude, but you should be able to. I mean, considering all the fucking devices you buy, I bet you'd be able to get the nicest computer
for
less price than what you spend on some dumbass shit you get.
I like phones. I'm a phone whore.
And fucking pads and fucking...
I haven't bought a tablet in fucking...
Bullshit.
Since that Transformer.
How many have you bought and, like...
Tablets? One.
Oh, really?
I bought that Transformer one. The Asus Transformer, the first one. And now it's... Now it's showing its fucking lag.
Yeah.
Fuck! I want to get a Prime. I want to get a new one or something. Like, that new... They had, what's it called? Mobile World Conference? MWC starts today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's going to be nothing but phones, tablets, fucking everything. Except for
something
iPhone.
I'm totally not interested in.
Except for iPhone and probably Samsung.
Are we talking about another one of them liquidation sales?
No, MWC.
MWC is like a
you go to websites.
Expo for phones and
But it's
apps.
An expo for like an over tablets, production.
Phones.
No.
All that shit.
No, all the new phones that are coming out for this year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not like, oh, we're gonna.
You know how I always find out? You know how I always find out every fucking phone that comes out? It's this conference.
Yeah, like how when we were last year when the iPhone 5, or like somebody got away with the fucking. You said somebody got away with a prototype and like they.
Oh, you left it at a bar like a dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I forgot the name of the fucking company. They gave it to them. A really shitty one. It's always on the bottom of Kotaku.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I only watch certain Kotaku videos on YouTube, but I don't really...
No, I go through Kotaku, but I don't pay attention.
Yeah, fuck
them. Like, to a lot of the shit at the bottom, I guess.
Fuck them.
Well, because Kotaku, they also have a lot of... They also cater a lot of rumors, dude, so they'll feed off that shit.
Well, I mean, like, I got that, or I got fucking...
pretty early, though.
It's either that or fucking IGN. I gotta
but
wait for fucking news like
but
once a month.
The shit that they get on Kotaku, I had already heard about somewhere
fuck IGN.
Else.
Fuck IGN.
IGN is the fucking
ass.
Worst. No.
Oh, GameStop is the worst. You come, they tell you every game's coming out December 31st of 2013.
I love that.
What,
I'm
dude?
Sorry.
Yeah, a month before the game's being released, then they'll update their fucking shit and you're like,
oh, you were so
out
bummed
day.
Out for that fucking, what was it?
Yeah.
The South Park one?
Oh, South Park, yeah. Well, that wasn't just them. The game was due to release fucking March 5th.
No, it never had a fucking date.
No, that was the date.
No,
before
no,
this
no,
shit
no,
happened.
There was never a date.
Yeah, there was. There was March 5th.
At Walmart and GameStop, that in fucking real life.
Well,
yes,
no, on GameStop,
I had the new
among all the rest, they had it set for fucking December 31st of this year.
Yeah.
Well, the actual release date was set to release March 5th.
Like fucking Michael, my brother, that simple-ass motherfucker, he's like, nah, dude, they said that Grand Theft Auto was coming out in March. I'm like... There's no date for it yet.
Oh, there isn't.
No,
there
is now.
Was. That's the thing.
There's
there was.
Now.
No, it was March and then it was May.
No,
now it's not. Now they got December 31st again.
Until you see.
Oh,
that
no, it's
anyways,
coming out in September.
Wait, hang
yes.
on a second. I got to ask both of you guys. Are you guys Castlevania fans?
No. I mean,
yeah.
On and
no
off.
And yeah? Really?
Well,
no?
Because that Harmony of Dissonance, dude, I wasn't into it. The four player.
HD.
Oh, no, HD, okay. Yeah, Harmony of Despair, I think it was.
There you go.
The Harmony of Dissonance was actually a good Castlevania game.
That was on DS, right?
That was one of the Metroidvania, the good clones of Symphony of the Night. There was only, like, a couple.
Yeah, well, you pick
no,
a chick, and certain characters don't fuck with you because they fall in love with it. Like, the one dude, he's like, oh, I love you, and then he, like, dies right there. Whereas he's a hard enemy when you're playing as Alucard.
Enemy, yeah.
Again.
Oh, I played as Alucard, though, because Alucard's because you're used to that.
Yeah.
He was the sickest, well, I mean, you just take care of shit with Alucard.
No, but, like, going back to the fucking, like, the GTA one, until Rockstar tells you we got a date, and they won't say a fucking thing until they're fucking positive that's the fucking date that's coming out. Don't believe a fucking word anyone else tells you.
Oh, yeah, dude,
because, like, that was Michael's stupid ass. He's like, no, dude, the game guy at GameStop was telling him, like, who are you going to listen to, motherfucker? The guy that looks through 45 different fucking websites and that's
like,
it listens to 25 different fucking podcasts?
Yeah.
Or the dipshit at GameStop that gets paid $7 an hour to fucking poke his nose?
And I don't know shit about fucking games. I hate GameStop employees, dude. I fucking hate him. He goes, he's like, oh yeah. He's like, I'm like, hey dude, so what do you know? Like, what's up with this game? You know, whatever game. Crysis 3. I was like, oh well, you can reserve it for $5, pay the full price, and or if you don't, the $5 that you do pay to reserve it will be deducted from the price that you pay when you buy it.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like,
what the fuck did you just
say?
Yeah.
What do you know? How'd you like Crysis 2? Oh, Crysis 2. We've got it on sale right now for $22.99.
It's like, no, motherfucker, how did you like it?
Like, yeah, what did you think? Oh, I didn't play that one, but you know, and dude, you can get it. It's on sale. Like, what? Dude, game advisors. There's a fucking position called game advisor. You're basically an employee like the rest, but your title's game advisor, and you should be able to know some shit about games.
Dude, I walked into the Best Buy TV section, and some dude was standing there, and I'm looking at TV. He says, hey, you guys need some help? And I know it, he just had to ask. But I was like, yeah, actually, you know what? Let me ask you. I was like, the smart TV, I'm not sure if I want to get it on my TV or not. I'm like, is it, you know, does it have, like, full functionality when it comes to... You know, it's got Netflix, I'm sure, and YouTube, and a couple of other things. I said, does it really work well? And he's like, yeah, well, they've got, like, total full functionality, man.
Total full functionality, right?
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Total full functionality.
You know, you fucking changed my mind. I'm getting a TV without fucking smart TV and without 3D. Yeah. And I got a TV and it fucking looks beautiful and I can run my PC and I can run my shit.
Yeah, you
I'm
don't
fucking
need a smart
fine.
TV if you
fuck
have fucking
all that shit. I already got fucking Xbox which runs my Netflix.
Why did you get it at Best Buy instead of Costco?
Because Best Buy had a better deal.
Really? Than Costco?
Yes.
I bet you Walmart had a bomb deal.
Oh, I checked Walmart.
Walmart has...
We had Walmart back side by side, and Walmart
dude,
fucking gets
I got
sucked.
A 42-inch bomb, dude. It runs HD like nobody's business. A 42-inch for $300. $300.
Okay, so imagine it's for $300.
It's
okay.
An Emerson, but it's...
Imagine, what would you get? What would you get if you paid $500?
If I paid $500, I'd get about 12 more inches.
Well, okay, well, and you got a 30?
A 42, so I'd get 42. A 52-inch so Emerson.
In that case, if this was a 51... And it's for $500, and it's a Samsung. So it's like...
Oh, you got a Samsung. How much you pay for it?
$500.
Wow. For
it
how
was
big?
Like five something. For a
oh, that is good.
Inch.
That is good, because...
51
but it was
oh, you robbed the fuck out of them.
It was good. It was a good deal. There was fucking three...
I would have gone with LCD,
there was three
though.
In stock.
Yeah, you got plasma. But still.
There
or
was
LED.
Three in stock, and it was plasma. Yeah, 600.
But you know how the Samsung
LED.
Does their black
LED
is black?
It's cool, but it's not... I found out that with the plasma that you can program it... When I looked at all the consoles at the fucking store, mm-hmm. they're all set, like, dim as shit. And then I talked to Geek Squad, and he says, he's like, don't worry about it. It's because they don't calibrate the ones that are fucking...
Right there on the stand.
The ones they don't
want to
sell.
No, the ones they don't want to sell. They calibrate the ones that they want to sell, and they look so glorious.
So the LGs, the Samsungs.
And then all this
so
other shit is like...
The ones they have a surplus of.
I'm not one.
Yeah, if they have 50 of that TV.
Yeah, because I don't want to pay $15,000 for
not,
a fucking shitty.
One, I'm not one to brag about my technological savvy. Because okay, from with my current television, okay, HDMI, fucking plug this shit in. I run Minecraft. Cool, we can do multiplayer. And then I run in my component cable where it's like you could flip the little HD switch or have it on regular standard def.
Yeah.
So I flipped the HD switch, and I still couldn't get into fucking multiplayer. So I had to go all the way to my system settings
wait,
on
what
the
are you
Xbox
talking, for Minecraft?
And change the resolution
well,
settings.
Well, because they had the yeah. You
I didn't know, but I didn't even think of that.
They said in the game that if it's set to low resolution, and if you're fucking playing the game on a standard resolution,
yeah,
it explains it to you.
Okay, well I didn't
you.
Pick that up.
Wait. You don't brag about your technological savvy, bitch. You put fucking videos on Facebook. All happy and proud.
Oh, but that's different. That's hacking. That's that's taking a motherboard and saying,
no!
Hey. With
no!
This here
recording.
Yeah.
We don't shenanigans.
Well, it's not hacking; it's modding.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm within my rights to mod.
Okay.
But I don't own rights to the software
bragging
I'm running.
And modding. At
okay,
the
we
same
we're not gonna
just
we're
bragging.
Just yeah, bragging. We're not gonna say your last name in this bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my name's Frank. No.
Frank Davis.
I tend to stick with the name Frank, dude.
Give me my goddamn cigarette bag.
Chris, do me a favor. Go ahead and go to my car and
hey,
get my cigarette.
Do me a favor.
Now I gotta edit that bitch out, you
no,
simple minded
no,
motherfucker.
You know
Chris,
you gotta said it twice.
Yeah, Chris birthday.
Go.
Stop it!
Social security number.
I gotta pay Carl to edit that.
What am I doing here?
Go to my car and get my fucking cigarettes.
Where are they at?
They're on the driver or passenger seat, somewhere in that motherfucking.
No, but it's better to have.
It's the menthols! What else?
Yeah.
Okay, so, wait.
Whatever.
Because now it pissed me out, because I went to fucking Costco. I paid, what was it, $1,200 for that TV originally.
Yeah.
You know how much that bitch is now? At Costco?
What kind of TV did you get?
It was a 47-inch Vizio LCD.
A 47 Vizio?
Yeah.
LCD?
Yeah.
Okay, so now the only ones that are really selling the hot shit are LED and fucking and plasma.
Well, there was no LED on my phone.
I know, not yet.
I mean, that was like fucking yeah, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I mean, but I got it for
$1,200.
It was cheap back in those days. Mm-hmm. Now that bitch is worth $400. And that's
dude, that's right now, that's seriously a cheap ass monitor, in my opinion. That's like something that I get just a fucking.
Dude, they were clearly on the passenger seat. God, might as well have been strapped in with a seatbelt and all, dude. There was.
You locked that motherfucker?
Oh, comfortably, yeah, thank you. Oh, comfortably, that. John, by the way, I.
No, that was. Did you lock that, comma, space, motherfucker?
Yeah. I went in. Coming back in, I noticed a wet spot on your fucking. On the stairway there. It's because I totally Jay Sherman.
Oh, when no, I went yeah,
pissed dude. Earlier.
Yeah, you totally hit the floor.
No, I totally hit the corner of the stairs. Yeah.
Why is everyone always pissing that fucking stair?
Just because, dude, sometimes...
Well, when you J. Sherlin that bitch, it kind of happens.
You open the door, step to the stairs, and...
Pull your dick out and piss, yeah, I know. And
piss on from the top step.
Yeah.
It's fucking liberating.
Oh, no, I Captain Morgan, though. I go
dude,
to
the, what's really great about it is the view, because the horizon is...
Yeah, I know. I do when I get fucking wasted, and I get... Like, I'm sleeping on that fucking air mattress, I get the fuck out, I'm like... Nah, fuck, that's too cold outside. Open the door, pull my dick out. Yeah.
Tell you when it's best. When the sun's rising. Oh, it's the best.
It's a beautiful scene.
It's the best fucking thing ever. You're standing on the top step.
It's like, I can see the fucking mountains from here.
Dude, I tell you, upon reset glitch hacking, attempting to reset glitch hack, fucking Abe's,
No, you don't even have to go into that.
Well, I fucked up his Xbox, dude.
Ooh.
But he only paid $15 for it. Over at Santo Tomas. And, Well, anyway, the reason why after re-soldering everything over and over to where I fucking destroyed the solder points on the fucking motherboard, I realized that I had a bridge on the actual glitch chip. And by the time I found it, this fucking thing was...
You're already done.
It's already too late.
Yeah. That fucking trace that I could have tinned and repaired, I had already done that to try to fix it, but I fucking ripped it up and ruined it.
You're a real murderer.
Yeah, of Xbox.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
So, that Xbox I got there, the Frankenstein, the beast.
Dude, that beast, that thing has been here for 10 years.
Yeah, it's been around,
just
man.
About, yeah, almost.
How long has Xbox been around for? Like,
that's
7 years now?
Yeah,
I'm saying almost a decade. But.
Yeah, this shit's been around for like 5 or 6 years. 5 years, probably.
I wish indie developers weren't so fucking, for Xbox at least, weren't so throw shit together and fucking sell it for a dollar.
No,
on Xbox.
But that's not the thing. It's a lot of the time, if you pay attention to the indie games, you'll see that a lot of them are made, really made, by like, say, like human interaction. You think about it. You see a dad sitting with his kid, and they're fucking, he's showing him how to program. You see, like, and it's like Noah's First Game is the name of the game. So you get some shit that was just passed on because it's competent as a game. Like, there's actual fucking... The programming's not broken. You can play the game and you can collect all the coins or whatever the fuck he has you do. But it's just that. And you don't buy those games, of course, but they're cheap. And they just put them out just to let their kid put out a game. These kids are going to grow up to fucking program like crazy, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Some of the forums I go to, I'm, like, asking these very fucking... You know, advanced worded questions, and I come to find out the moderator of the site that I'm talking to, is a fucking 13-year-old or 12-year-old. I'm like, oh, holy shit, dude. Oh, you did? Oh, what?
Dude. That's not too old to be a mod right now. I mean, it's not that hard to just moderate and check your fucking...
No, I just feel shit on it.
Check your message boards every day and make sure nobody's fucking up.
Yeah, but
you'd have to have a little bit of web. Well, maybe.
Well, that's the way. The questions he's answering are related, you know, and he gives the answer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. Well, first of all, you're posting in the wrong.
Where were you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
posting the right board.
Yeah, posting the right section. But to answer your question, here's this, and you can find out more right here.
Well, that would be a mature 13-year-old.
Dude, he's rad.
So the other one's calling you fucking fag every fucking 10 seconds.
The ones around here, dog, I'll tell you. Seriously.
They don't respond too well to profanity on that site. They fucking... dude, if you want to cuss, go somewhere to, like, fucking... Instead of XboxISO.com, go to fucking...
Just get on live.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to kill it right here.
It's a rainbow. It's a rainbow. A beautiful rainbow in the sky. It's a rainbow, it's a rainbow. A beautiful rainbow in the sky.